Okay, welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 35, and I'm Marlis.
I'm Judy.
And I'm John.
And today we are visiting three whiskeys from a single distillery, and we've chosen Dry Fly Distillery from Washington State, from Eastern Washington, I think Spokane, in fact, which is where I grew up, so hey.
Yo, yay, Spokane.
And it was founded in 2007. Now, that doesn't sound very old for a distillery, I realize, but there were a lot of laws about micro or small distilleries in place for a long time, so it was only recently that micro distilleries started to burgeon in this state. It's called Dry Fly, after fly fishing, and you may wonder why. And the reason is that the founders felt that fly fishing really caused you to slow down and appreciate your surroundings, and it took patience and persistence in order to master it. And they feel the same thing applies to distilling whiskey. So today they produce vodka, gin, and whiskeys, and their motto is from farm to table. Basically, they buy all their grain from local family farms, usually farms that have been in existence for over 100 years. They have their own pounding flour making.
Mill.
They have a mill. That's okay. What I'm trying to say. Like, pounding, you know, anyway.
Are they like grapes? They get in the vat and they just stomp the wheat?
I don't think that would help very much. Okay. No.
They could put on boots.
Wheat is harder. Yeah, you would.
Jack boots.
Yeah. Okay. And and then they distill it. So today we are actually going to taste three wheat whiskeys. Now, I don't think I've ever had wheat whiskey before, so we are wheat whiskey virgins. A small damn words there. Very small. I know. Okay. So we have their straight wheat whiskey, which is aged 3 years. We have their straight wheat whiskey that is finished in port barrels, also 3 years old. And we have their straight triticale whiskey.
That was my tribble.
Star Trek reference there. Sorry.
Yes. Which is aged 4 years. Something like our age today.
Yeah.
I guess we're not old enough to drink.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
we're starting with straight wheat.
Straight wheat, okay. 3 years.
I looked it up.
Okay.
Okay. Well, like you said, it's aged 3 years. Where did it go? I have it. Okay. Sorry. It says that we should. It didn't give me a whole lot of information about this particular whiskey, except for the fact that the wheat is sourced from, as you said, local farms. Following a double distillation, the wheat mash is aged in 53-gallon New American oak barrels with a number 3 char for 3 years. I don't have any idea what any of that means. But anyway, mm-hmm. I just drink it. I don't mm-hmm. know the technical things. Okay. We should be able to taste toasted wheat bread.
Hmm. It smells good. They're lovely amber colors, mm-hmm. all of them.
All of them are very mm-hmm. lovely. And there should also be a touch of honey with a sprinkle of cinnamon and peppery spice.
Wow.
A bit fiery on the finish, but easily tamed with some water or a chip of ice. So we'll see if that, when we get to our water portion, we'll see if that holds true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is very tasty. It is not.
It is peppery.
It is a little peppery. Mm-hmm. There's definite spice. There's a definite sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely different from like a straight corn whiskey, mm-hmm. you know, like a bourbon.
Oh, that's a good, that would be a good podcast for the future as we compare corn whiskey to wheat whiskey.
To a malt.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one.
I would like that. Yeah. Okay. So.
Write that down.
Got it.
All of us. Don't have a pencil. But anyway. Yeah, I like it. And it does make your tongue tingle.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost afraid putting water in it's going to take away its personality.
Yeah.
So we'll have to
It's got legs, you know, when you swish it around in the thing. They're very pretty.
She's got legs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice. All right.
It's got some honey. Oh, it definitely has pepper.
Yeah, it's definitely peppery. It says there's some sprinkle of cinnamon. I'm not quite getting it. It must be too small a sprinkle for me.
Mm-hmm. That could be part of the bite.
And it, oh, and it was the casks that they do it in new charred American oak.
Very tasty.
Good job, Spokane.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
We salute you.
We salute you. Yes. All right. What's next?
The next one is the straight wheat whiskey, but aged in port barrels. And this is definitely a little darker than the others. A little reddish tinge to the amber. Still smells really good.
I'm not detecting a big difference in the... Well, maybe... You know what? Now I can smell the cinnamon in the in the straight wheat.
Yeah, there's definitely a darker fruitiness to this, I think.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Yeah. After you drink that first one a little bit, then you can smell the cinnamon. Interesting. I'm getting a little bit of the port in the nose. You know, I can definitely smell it.
And this has the dark fruitiness that you would expect in a port aged whiskey. And again, I'm not quite sure what the difference is between wheat and corn. We have to do a test with those to see the difference. But and I don't want to just say it's smooth, because that makes it sound kind of inoffensive, or you know, it's...
It is, but it is smoother.
This one is.
It is smoother than the just the straight wheat whiskey. I would say it's, and it's, I don't mean this in a bad way. It's not as harsh. But I don't mean that the other is bad harsh. It just it just is smoother on the tongue. Yeah.
And given that I assume it's the same mash bill, so that the difference is in the aging in the port casks, I would say that it's... it tones down some of the pepper.
Yeah.
And it gives it a fruitier flavor. And I don't get the toasted wheat. I would like to get that, because that would give me something that I could identify more. But
well, I think that was probably the reviewer's take on it. I mean, everybody's taste, that's the thing, is everybody's taste buds are different. You know, some people like Brussels sprouts. Some people like cilantro. Some people don't. It just...
This would be wonderful as an after dinner drink. You know, after you've had like a bit of chocolate or a bit of ice cream or something, have this.
Some that kind of a nice dessert. And that
would, yes, it is tasty as all get out.
And it's aged the same amount of time as the other, right? Yeah, I think for some reason that the port barrels for, or maybe, or, that's pretty much the...
So far, that's the only difference with the tail.
I'm not getting the cinnamon like I did on the first one. And like you said, the pepper is definitely toned down quite a bit. It's very good. Yeah, I'm getting the port's coming through nicely. It's got the sweetness from the first one. I mean, it did...
I think it's even a little sweeter.
Yeah, even. Yeah, probably so, because of the port. That's really nice.
Although the first one is pretty sweet, too. It's just different. It's a drier. It's not as fruity. But they're both very tasty.
Sorry, I was looking to see if I could find more about... the making of the port, to see if we could get a, it's aged 3 years in American oak and then moved to a port wine barrel for an average of 6 to 12 months. It has a soft port finish and a slightly higher tannin level from the port barrel. So maybe that's, is what.
I think tannins usually make me think of a drier kind of taste. But this is not. not as dry, but I don't know. You know, maybe the tannins bring on a flavor that I'm not familiar with, too.
It is really good.
Yeah.
I like the smoothness. I like the slight sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I also enjoyed the straight wheat whiskey as well. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
It's just a little rougher. I don't know. I just don't know what the right word is. Mm-hmm. It just has more of a bite to it, I guess. Yeah. All right.
All right. Now we come to the straight triticale whiskey, which is aged 4 years. And triticale is a specific type of wheat.
It is, I remember, from Star Trek, at least.
Yes.
I have the answer here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
The triticale is a hybrid of wheat and rye developed in Scotland in the 1800s. It is the world's only straight triticale, not the other word I was getting ready to say, whiskey that drinks a little like a rye with peppery overtones but finishes like a soft wheat whiskey. This is straight from the Dry Fly Distilling website.
Okay.
So let us see. I mean, if anybody should know their whiskey, it's the distiller, so.
It has a bit more alcohol in the aroma to me.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, we're back at the peppery end of the spectrum. Less sweetness, a little more heat. A little more concentrated. I think it's the rye, or the that hybrid that gives it a little more. Hi there, I'm whiskey. Pay attention.
I can see it talking. I see its lips moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rye definitely gives it a little bit of a different profile.
The kind of guy that would come up and slap you on the back a little hard. Whap.
As long as it was my back, he was slapping.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not rude.
All right.
He's just hail fellow well met.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Exactly.
All right, gotcha. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. This is going to be hard. All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we go to the little bit of water.
I think I need a little bit more whiskey to go with my little bit of water.
Which one? All of them? Here's the first one.
Yeah.
I want them all.
I'll take some of that. Thank you.
I like these bottles, too. They're very cute.
Yes, it's a very attractively bottled. And
yeah, I think the third one, the triticale,
you don't need any more.
Makes me think a little bit of...
Do you need some more of this one?
No.
Canadian whiskey because of the rye content.
And we have the last one there. The triticale.
I mean, it actually does does have some similarities to their rye whiskey, which I guess is from the hybrid. That's good.
All right.
All right. So the straight whiskey, 3 years old, with a little bit of water. Oh, yeah, that does tone it down a bit.
Yeah.
Still very flavorful, though.
Yeah, so definitely this is something I will enjoy with some ice.
Mm-hmm.
This is, it really toned it. It toned it down quite a bit, but it did not take away its personality. Its
flavor. Yeah. No, it's still got a lot of flavor. Just took the heat down a notch. And it's tasty.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, excuse me. And the port barrel.
I'm not getting as much of the port in the nose right now. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but...
Not quite as much. This one, I don't know that it harmed it at all.
It didn't elevate it at all.
No. The one in the port barrel, I would drink just all by itself anyway, or with like one ice cube if I felt a need for some...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
some coldness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still good, but I think it had more of a personality before the water. Yeah.
Okay, so now the triticale. Let's see how this did with a little bit of water. Since it was a little obstreperous to start with. I think I may have put a little too much water in. It's hard to judge when you're, going by drops.
Right. We should probably use like a teaspoon or half a teaspoon.
I think
something.
I like this pretty well with water, with a little bit of water in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's still got not a lot of personality to it.
It's a guy who comes up and kind of rubs your back instead of whacking it.
Yeah. Okay, then.
No?
As long as it's somebody I know.
Okay. That's it.
Don't be rubbing my back if I don't know you. Especially if I don't like you.
I'm single. You can rub my back.
Okay. I wouldn't. Don't take her up on it, please.
He's so mean.
He claps you on the back gently.
I know. Yeah. It's a little
friendly gesture.
Mannerly. But.
There. There, little lady.
Okay.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? Long time no see.
I think I thought that was the port one, or was that the wheat?
No, it was the triticale. Yeah.
Now we've talked about rye before, and we've tasted some ryes and everything. And rye is not my favorite whiskey. It can be perfectly lovely. Don't get me wrong, but it's not.
I believe that's what old bald men in Canada drink. What she said.
I'm trying to drop that. But anyway,
I'm going
to
remind you.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's drunk in dark bars in tiny farm towns. That's my
Or just plainly by Canadians.
No.
Isn't that their main
farmers in Iowa would order the same.
No, I'm just saying in Canada isn't their main whiskey rye?
Yeah, this is true. Yes. Okay.
That was my point. Canadians drink rye whiskey.
I thought we were addressing my prejudices here,
which is why there's a lot of rye whiskey in the U.S. because during Prohibition we couldn't get whiskey here.
Yes, so we
bought it all from them.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Which was very generous of them. Actually.
Yes, no joke.
We thank you, Canada.
They were parting with their whiskey.
They are a nice people. They are nice people. Mm-hmm. I like them.
Mm-hmm. No,
we have Canadian friends.
I know,
or at least one. Jean.
Oh yes.
Who I'm sure does not listen to our podcast.
I know,
so
and I know
what
other people
it's all
from
good.
Canada.
Too,
so but yes, we appreciate Canada. We are sometimes envious of Canada.
No, we probably have lots of Canadians around here. We're not that far from the border.
That's true.
All right, so all good.
All good. Thank you, Dry Fly Distillery,
for
making lovely whiskeys.
Dry Fly, we really like you, and we'll have to, next time we're allowed to cross the border of the pass. We will try to find you.
I don't think it's illegal to do that now. We just have to.
No, but COVID.
There is that.
I don't go anywhere.
Yes, well, in times of plague, sometimes
bring masks.
Bring masks.
Yeah.
I don't have a reason to go to Spokane either, so.
Well, I know.
Yeah, I usually need a reason.
But it is a lovely area.
It is a lovely area. There's a lovely, Spokane is a lovely city. It's
there's good bicycling out there.
There's good bicycling. They've got that huge radio flyer wagon in their little park.
That's true.
They've got
Is it like the world's largest radio flyer?
It's probably the world's largest radio flyer.
Okay.
What else? They have was it the hotel, the Davenport?
Oh, which is lovely.
May Arkwright Hutton was there.
They have, if you're ever in Spokane, Washington, go to the Davenport Hotel and have a drink in the Peacock Lounge. The walls are covered in
peacocks?
No.
Oh.
No, that would be gross. It's covered in wallpaper that is that kind of iridescent dark teal blue and gold.
Actually,
and
John
really
and I stayed there and we did drink there. So
it's a lovely place.
What else is in Spokane? I mean, May Arkwright Hutton, by the way, is a suffragette.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the people that helped Washington women win the vote in whatever year that was, now that I've 1910.
Forgotten. 1910. 10 years before the national suffrage.
Yeah, 10 years. That's right, because I was afraid 1910. I was like, I have now have whiskey brain, so I'm sorry.
I know.
But I actually played May Arkwright Hutton not too long ago. So it's like, you think I was a historical reenactor of May, and I forgot the date. I'm so sorry. But was a lovely woman.
She was a hoot.
She was boisterous, and she smoked cigars. And
she came west and cooked, started cooking
at the silver mines.
In the silver mine camps in northern Idaho. Mm-hmm. And met her husband there, who worked for the railway. And they invested in a mine that struck it rich.
And they were millionaires.
And they went to a rather provincial Spokane in those days, and they bought a huge house, and they cut a swath, I think, whether Spokane society wanted it or not, they were there to stay. And she died in, late 50s, early 60s, something. Anyway, you know, too soon, basically.
Oh, no, she didn't die that early.
She did, because after she died, he established a children's home, the Hutton
Children's Home.
Yeah, that exists. I think to this day, you know, it's,
probably.
But in her memory, he was a good guy.
Yeah. But she did die before women got the vote, and she was very sad about that.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
She didn't actually say, But when we sign off, we'll sign off as May. How about that?
Okay. You have to do it because I don't remember the line.
Okay, I will. Right. But anyway, so yeah, John, what is your favorite?
If you had
to choose.
I would definitely go for the wheat whiskey with port finish.
Yeah, I think I would too. Mm-hmm. With the idea that it's a specific profile that I would drink like after dinner, kind of thing, but I think they're all lovely. But that would probably be my favorite.
I agree. I am also going to go for the straight wheat whiskey with the port cask finish. Mm-hmm. I like them all.
Oh, yes.
And I will not turn any of them down, but that is one that I think if I was going to go buy one, I would get that one in particular, even though I really like the Tribble one.
I know.
Just because it, you know, reminds me of Tribbles.
Yes.
But I know that's ridiculous. I'm sure they knew what I meant.
Yes.
I'm sure our dear listeners are on the ball.
Yeah.
And understood. And so the port finish wins tonight, but all three are top of the bar, so to speak.
And we thank Dry Fly Distillery for amazing whiskey. We bought them, and they're not paying us or anything.
We never get anything free, folks.
But we want to give a cheer for good craftsmanship and really tasty stuff.
Yes, definitely.
We have to open the door for the cat.
Per Olaf is a call-in.
Yeah.
You can just walk in. It's open.
Little interlude. So sorry. Okay. All right. So, we do not know what our next foray into... Oh, you want to do that next?
I think so.
Though it was really my choice, but that's okay.
Well, you're next, though.
I know. No, I meant that it was my choice. What was?
Oh, I see.
That was
my idea.
I see.
But we can do that. Next time we're going to compare wheat, malt, and.
Corn.
Oh, is that what that says? I thought it said COM for compare wheat and malt. And I was like, well, what's the third one?
Okay.
We're going to do that. In the meantime,
I think she said,
yours in liberty, John, Judy, and Marlis.
Yes. And May.
And May. Because she would totally love this whiskey, I'm pretty sure.
Totally.
Yes. All right, have a good one, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.